Immigration Portraits, Voices from Denny, was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, Washington. Denny students and staff come from diverse backgrounds and represent many countries. For a special project, Washington State history students interviewed staff and other students, capturing their immigration stories.
From France to China to Somalia, people experience similar daily lives, going to school or work, visiting with friends and family, and making and sharing food. But culture, geography, government, and religion differ greatly around the world and make each country unique to its residents. Leaving one's home country can be a huge adjustment, and many immigrants face an entirely new way of life. Students at Denny International Middle School spoke with Brahan Farah, a staff member at Denny, about her home country of Somalia.
When I came to this country, I was 18 and a half. The culture is different. Perspective of life is different. Connection between the parent and the student, you know, the family is different. Religion is different. And what is it, social? It's too many, you know, way different. It's huge, I can say, between sky and earth, which is not easy, right? You can imagine.
The cultural differences have been a challenge for Brahan, but she left Somalia in order to live in a safe place. The East African country has been in conflict for more than 20 years.
Okay, I just came here for a reason. My country have a war, 1990, and my sister, she came to this country in 1991. So basically, we escaped from war. It's a war between the government and what do they call Malaysian. Yeah, and after that, the government collapsed in 1991. So the original country I come from, until now, they don't have a stable government.
For Brahan, being in the U.S. has allowed her important freedoms. Not all countries are as open to other cultures and ideas.
So America is a place where you can express who you are. Also, my freedom for my religion, I do appreciate that too. If I'd been living in Paris today, probably I'd been having different attitude because they don't even allow the Muslim people to wear a scarf. So I totally chose to live here and I'm very lucky to be here compared to another country.
Though Brahan misses the peaceful Somalia she knew growing up, her experience living in the U.S. has broadened her perspective. Having lived in two countries and two cultures, Brahan has valuable insights to share with others.
But absolutely, I always lead to the people to follow me because I believe I have a better understanding for the life when it's come to the perspective of life because I come from another country. I escaped war and I appreciate a lot, which is a lot of people, they don't see that and they don't appreciate what they have.
Immigration Portraits is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by Lily Outson, Shelby Kimball, and Chris Sears, 8th grade students from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions. Special thanks to Denny teachers Ellen Liu and Jeff Treistman, interview guest Brahan Farah, the Washington State Arts Commission, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Music written by Nick Drake and performed by Jack Straw resident artist Jason Parker. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.